Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Inside History, a excellent Australian magazine, and this is about an author who is researching into the post-fall of Singapore days when there was a RAAF fighter, which is the Royal Australian Air Force, and they were up the top defending Australia from the Japanese. So this is for me, it's very interesting because it looks about how, like, I'm getting into researching and understanding this, and to see another researcher looking at a different aspect. This is the immediate aftermath of the podcast that I'm doing. And this title is called A Cup of Tea with Michael Veitch, V-E-I-T-C-H. He's the author. In March and April, so Singapore's just fallen, 42, the RAAF, 75 Squadron defended Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea, alone against the Japanese war machine. Here, Michael Veitch explains how he researched this untold chapter of Australia's World War II history. His book, 44 Days. So I'll go and see if I can pick up that book. And it's one of these fantastic ones where it's ideal for podcasting, where it's an interview style. And the interviewer says, "What inspired you to start researching the RAAF 75 Squadron for your book, 44 Days? Michael replies, "It's a strange story, but in fact, the son of one of the original pilots of the whole 44 Days story approached me first at the RSL in Victoria when I was giving a talk, inquiring if I'd be interested in doing a book on the subject of the 75's fight at Port Moresby." Now, Port Moresby is the capital of Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea is this island north of Australia. It was owned by the Germans and ceded to Australia to look after in after World War One. So it was more what we called a protectorate. It wasn't part of Australia, and so we protected, looked after it, and we achieved independence in 1975 after a lot of help from us. This was Peter Tucker, son of Arthur Tucker, one of the 75 Squadron's earliest pilots. At the time, I actually turned Peter down, saying as I was too busy, but then, totally out of the blue, Hatchett approached me with exactly the same proposal. I thought Peter must have been in touch with Hatchett, but no, it was just a coincidence. So someone called Hatchett, H-A-C-H-E-T-T-E. I don't know who he or she is. Probably is a female with it, Hatchett. Which resources did you find most helpful? The Australian War website, australianatwar.gov.au, I ended up using a great deal. I'm familiar with it, and it's a vast trove of ridiculous, specialised, esoteric knowledge down to the history of individual units and their personalities. Pacific Victory Roll at pacificvictoryroll.com was also a good one. Again, very real research information about pilots in the Pacific conflict. By the end, I thought I felt like mine. Wonderful State Library of Victoria. It was a fantastic place to do much of the research and writing this book. Can I say that? Just these brilliant books. I've got a brilliant post-World War I book. Okay, the interviewer says, "What resource did you come across when researching a book that you haven't been widely used by others?" The State Library of Victoria contained the only copy I could find of Fighter Squadron Doctor, a self-published autobiographical account of the 44 days and beyond by Dr. William Dean Butcher. The 75 Squadron's medical officer in New Guinea and one of the true heroes of the saga. His insights, stories, and nuanced sensitivities of the 44-day battle proved to be invaluable. I was able to obtain at the State Library a specially marked copy of Samurai! By Subaru Saki, a Japanese ace firing at Leh against the Australian, and still the only written account of the battle from the Japanese point of view, again, essential to my research. Interviewer says, "Was there any information you uncovered that stopped you in the tracks?" Yes, and he answered, Michael answers, yes, the stupidity of Australian Air Force officers, senior Australian Air Force officers, in ordering a change of tactics to the Kittycourt pilots of the 75 Squadron, now insisting they dogfight our superior Zero fighters directly, remains beyond my realm of belief, and led almost immediately to the death of the 75ers revered leader John Jackson. In fact, this piece of Australian military history is virtually unknown and still astounds me. What can I say? You know, some military blunders, left, right and centre, Churchill, all of them. It's just appalling. And I think we really need to know it, because it really says, when things are not right now, you say, well, okay, there's a bigger picture here. We're not following you up at this point in time. Interviewer says, is there any part of the story you would still love to unearth? And the answer is, more accounts from the Japanese and also more details of the fateful final sortie of John Jackson. He's the person who... What's your best tip for people wanting to write a history book of their own? His answer, start writing. How did you go about bringing the characters of the story to life? I was helped by the fact that many of the pilots left detailed record interviews with the Australian War Memorial in the 1980s. Listening to the men talk about 44 days brought it all to life. Yeah, talking about podcasts, the War Memorial is absolutely fantastic in terms of you can actually get basically an audio interview of these people. And at the end of it, the people who aren't interested in it are the very people who know it all and are making management decisions, which are just insane. How do you know when you've written a good book? Wait for reviews. The 44 Days, 75 Squadron, The Fight for Australia by Michael Veitch, by Hatchet. Okay, Hatchet is the publisher. Hatchet Australia is $39 and on the 29th of July. And this book, this magazine, is 2016, so it's been out for a fair while. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.